the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today, at the third Sunday of the Coptic blessed month of Tuba, and as we know, 10 days ago, we were celebrating the feast of the glorious baptism for our Lord Jesus Christ in the Jordan River by St. John the Baptist. And for this reason, the Coptic Orthodox Church used to read the Bible of St. John, which is the Bible of today, from chapter 3, verse 22 to 36, talking about the witness of St. John the Baptist for the Lord Christ and for his baptism, the new baptism. The Gospel today is focusing on the following points. The importance of baptism for our salvation. The Lord Christ is the groom for the bride, which is human soul. And the third point, our faith in the Lord Christ, the Son of God, and how we have to believe in the Son for our eternal life. It is written in the Gospel, he who believes in the Son has everlasting life. And he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. I would like this time to cover quickly the readings of the third Sunday of Tuba, all the readings, starting from the Psalm of Vespers yesterday night until the Gospel read a few minutes ago. The Psalm of the Vespers, all the readings talking about the baptism. All the readings today talking about the baptism and the importance of the baptism to inherit the kingdom of God for the eternal life. The Psalm of the Vespers yesterday night, Psalm 77, verse 18 and 19. Listen, the voice of your thunder was in the whirlwind. The lightnings, it lit up the world. The earth trembled and shook. Your way was in the sea, your path in the great waters. This psalm talking about the influence of the baptism, the spiritual influence of the baptism for everybody believe in the Lord Christ. It enlightens the soul, the body, the conscience, the thoughts, the understanding, and everything. It lights the light to enlighten our life. The Psalm of the Matins in the morning today, which was Psalm 97, verse 4 and 6, His lightnings light the world. The earth sees and trembles. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. The psalm of the liturgy, the main psalm of the liturgy, read a few minutes ago. We went through fire and through water. Listen carefully to this one. We went through what? Fire and through water. Fire refers to what? The Holy Spirit. As we know, the Holy Spirit descended upon the church in the first century as tongues of fire. Okay? So fire refers to the Holy Spirit, and water refers to the baptism. We use water and we baptize everybody by water and the Spirit. Right? So very clear this psalm about the baptism. And then the gospel of the Vespers, yesterday night, the story of healing the paralyzed man who spent 38 years at the pool of Bethesda. When an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water, then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. The story of healing that man in the pool of Bethesda revered also to the baptism. The water referred to the baptism, and the stirring of the water referred to the work of the Holy Spirit in the water of the baptism. If you remember that during the rites of the sacrament of baptism, the priest moved the water while he was praying some of the Psalms of David. This movement or stirring the water referred to the work of the Holy Spirit. And the meaning also of pools, Bethesda, means mercy, the pool of mercy. And the baptism is mercy from the Lord for everybody. Because through baptism, we obtain the forgiveness of sins and we inherit the eternal life. And as we remember through this story, the Lord asked the man, the paralyzed man, "Do you want to be made well?" Right? Do you want to be made well? And also in the rites of the baptism, the priest should ask the person who will baptize, or the mother of the child, "Did you believe 3 times? And the person should answer, "I believed 3 times. So the baptism given not by force, but we should believe before we obtain the grace of baptism. You understand, my beloved? The Gospel of Matthew in the morning, talking also about the baptism. It was the meeting between the Lord Christ and Nicodemus. Nicodemus, one of the teachers of the Jews. The Lord Christ said to Nicodemus, or talked about the new birth from water and the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And he said to Nicodemus, "Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." And he said also, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Very clear about the baptism. So the baptism is very essential to enter the kingdom of God. Listen to the Pauline epistle. Pauline epistle, the epistle of Saint A. Saint Paul. Saint Paul said today in his epistle to Hebrews, chapter 10, it starts with this verse, "Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus," to enter the holiest, the heaven, "by the blood of Jesus." And as we know, that the foundation of the baptism and all the sacraments is the work of the Lord Christ on the cross, the blood of Jesus Christ. And the priest should use the cross and the rites of baptism, all the rites of baptism, should use the cross, this cross, because through the cross, through the work of the Lord Christ on the cross, we obtain the grace of baptism, the grace of sonship, the grace of forgiveness of sins, and so on. The Catholic epistle today, the first epistle of St. John, chapter 4, verse 11 and 21, it starts with this verse: "Behold, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another." We have to love one another or each other. And this is the result of the grace of baptism. We cannot love each other unless we are baptized first in the name of the Holy Trinity. So, loving each other as a result of the baptism. In the book of Acts today, in the readings today, after the sermon of St. Peter in the day of Pentecost, 50 days after resurrection, the people asked, "What shall we do?" The people were attending this day, that day, asked, "What shall we do?" And then Saint Peter answered this question and said, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." So the book of Acts today teaches us how the baptism is very essential for everybody who wants to believe in the Lord Christ for the remission of sins. Which sins? Which sins? All the sins. The original sin of Adam and Eve, and also the sins of the person before baptism. All the sins forgiven. And also to obtain the Holy Spirit. Saint Peter said, "Let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." And as we know, we obtain the grace of the Holy Spirit in the second sacrament of confirmation after baptism immediately. Right? After baptism. the sacrament of the Holy Mary, to be temple for the Holy Spirit. The Gospel of the Liturgy, the main reading, the Gospel of the Liturgy. The disciples of St. John the Baptist came to him and said, "Rabbi, he who was with you beyond the Jordan, to whom you have testified, behold, he is baptizing, and all are coming to him." They were talking about the Lord Christ. John answered and said, "A man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from heaven. I said, I am not the Christ, but before him." What's the difference between the baptism of St. John and the baptism of Christ? The baptism of St. John was by water only. By water only. But the baptism of the Lord Christ by water and the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. The baptism of John could be repeated several times. Repeated several times for the remission of sins. But the baptism of Christ done once, like the birth of everybody, the birth once. The new birth, which is the baptism of Christ, once only. How can we do if we sin as human beings? We repent. And the repentance called in the church the second baptism. The baptism of John, not for the eternal life, but the baptism of Christ is essential to enter the kingdom of heaven or eternal life. Everybody baptized by the baptism of Christ testifies the divinity of Christ, the Son of God, the Holy Trinity, the incarnation of Christ, all these dogmas, all doctrines, the doctrine of salvation, the resurrection of the Lord Christ, the second coming. So any person come to be baptized in the sacrament of baptism testifies for all these dogmas. في دقيقتين اتنين كل القرايات اللي بتتكلم النهارده وانا يعني بنعمه ربنا قصدت كده عشان تاخدوا بالكم من القرايات وتسمعوها تنصتوا ليها. كل حاجه بتتقرا في الكنيسه لها هدف, مفيش حاجه بتتقرا كده بهاف هازارد ابدا. مزامير, الاناجيل, ثلاث اناجيل بيتقروا بتوع العشيه وباكر وانجيل القداس, البولس, الكاثوليكون, الابراكسيس, كلها بتتكلم في موضوع ايه واحد, وهو المعمودية وأهميتها لخلاصنا, إبراز أهمية المعمودية وأنه بدون المعمودية لن نرث ملكوت الله. من لا يولد من الماء والروح لا يقدر أن يعاين ملكوت الله. كفاية نطلع بالحكاية دي. وأرجو يا أحبائي ألفت النظر لأهمية العقيدة في حياتنا وعن أهمية الإيمان. كتير مننا يهتموا أنهم يسمعوا كلمة كده روحية. الروحيات تنبني على العقيدة. إذا ما كانش عقيدتنا سليمة وفهمينها كويس لا يمكن يبقى في حياة روحية إيه سليمة. خلوا بالكم من الحكاية دي. فأرجو أن أنتوا تنصتوا, جايز العقيدة بتبقى شوية يعني نشفة أو شديدة, لكن زي ما أنتوا شفتوا هو حاجات واضحة جدا, قرايات واضحة تتكلم عن أهمية المعمودية في حياتنا وكيف تربط ربط بديع جدا. الربط ده جاي بالروح القدس في القرايات اللي اتحطت. بركة هذه القراءات المقدسة تكون معنا وتثبتنا في إيماننا الأرثوذكسي. لإلهنا كل مجد وكرم من أمين.
Tiene che te amo.